Good morning. I'm Frank Kaufman. I'm the president of the 12 Gates Foundation.
On February 28th, Guru Dilip Kumar Tongkapan, or Guru Dilipji, concluded a one-month-long celebration of the World Interfaith Harmony Celebration. Over the course of that month, he held meetings every morning for several hours and several other meetings in the evenings and on other special occasions, adding up to a total of 50 meetings in a one-month period, all dedicated to the ideal of interfaith and interreligious harmony. On the closing day, February 28th, I was invited to offer remarks along with other luminaries and dignitaries who spoke on that occasion. Here are my remarks to congratulate Guru Dilipji for a monumental achievement of having created an event, a one-month-long celebration of the ideal of interfaith harmony.
Reverend Dr. Frank Kaufman, he is the founder of the 12 Gates Foundation and he's the president of it. Additionally, he is a longtime friend and the advisor to the Velia community. Dr. Frank Kaufman, floor is for you.
Thank you very much, Guruji. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good. I want to speak only extremely briefly this morning because today is due for nothing other than to congratulate you. You have done a massive and, in my eyes, an historical piece of work. Very few things are month-long, very, very few. And usually they, if you think of what things that are dedicated to a month, it's something like Black History Month. This is an entire race of human beings from the beginning of time are acknowledged and a month is dedicated. Of course, that's insufficient, but month-long things are enormous. Everybody on the call and many more thousands or millions worldwide understand and love the purpose and ideals of interfaith activity. But you are putting it on the map by an investment of this magnitude. This will endure. The other thing about the way you've managed this month is that you've done it creatively. You've done it, first of all, you've done it with great seriousness and great commitment, but never with any weight because of the lightness of your spirit and personality. But you've done it creatively so that it didn't drag on. It wasn't being done just to get through the month so that we can call it a month. Every single day, you had something inventive, something interesting, something engaging. The evidence of your success is such things as the commentary of the people you've had speaking until now, the Ambassador Chowdhury, a historical figure investing in the ideals of interfaith, Assemblyman Saej, the representative of our own governor, one of the great cities on earth. I mean, our own mayor, Eric Adams. So congratulations, Guruji, congratulations. And congratulations to everyone who's been a part of it. It's always a joy to return and see faces whom I love, Micah and Michelle, we love to hear her sing. So all I want to say honestly is to just praise this work, to note that I believe it will be a mark in history and it will become an enduring, a true elevation of the ideal of interfaith in a substantial way. I will say a tiny thing, just for our own reflection as a community. Everything has its own purpose. Our purpose is interfaith here. Our ideal is to become better at it, more sensitive to it, become people with greater capacity, greater understanding, to become more skilled, more efficient, more effective as interfaith people. That's what this is for, and that's what it creates. The other thing events have are their context in history. So this Interfaith Month, we're here to celebrate the joys of knowing one another and each other's religions and faiths, but we're in a world of shocking disorder right now. we know that we're at a level of things that are traditionally close to or called world wars. And so we don't want to feel separated from the context of our events. We want to feel relevant. We want to feel involved. And we want to know, how can our investment in months like this, an investment in interfaith, how can it be relevant to urgent and pressing matters of the day? I'd like to recommend, and with that I'll close, that we should be cognizant and take measure of how we are improving by participating in events like this. And with each element of improvement, with each element of becoming better people, dedicate that improvement, that striving, to the heavenly, to the godly cover, and ask, can my effort be dedicated to peace? Can my effort be dedicated to the Ukraine? Can my effort be dedicated to the end of war? Can my effort be dedicated to the suffering, to the lessening of suffering of a mother, of a child, of a soldier, of a wounded, and so forth? We're here to grow, we're here to focus, we're here to improve, and the way to tie it to the relevance of a world we want to see is to catch our interfaith improvement and offer it and ask God to use my striving to please help the world become better, safer, more comfortable, less suffering. Dedicate out the investment of something like you've done here, Guruji, and ask God to please make it a tool, make it a balm to end the suffering when things are as intense and problematic as they are now. Thank you for giving me a couple of moments to speak. I'm very proud of you and very grateful to be associated with the work that you're advancing and growing in leaps and bounds. Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you, Dr. Frank Omar. I'm so happy that you are able to join today. I know you did interreligious, interfaith work for so many decades. Even I know you before we met. I know you from India, right? So that is a great blessing for me, having friends like you walk together in spiritual world. Thank you.
Thank you so much.